Today, brought to you by American Heritage Bank. American Heritage Bank is ready when you are. Whether you need them once a week or once a year, American Heritage Bank stands ready to serve all your financial needs. From car loans to investing in your business or advising you on a comprehensive retirement plan through their in-house investment center, American Heritage Bank is fully equipped to go the distance for you. Stop in and see them on Monday morning. It's Simply Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And while we were away, the coin toss happened, and the Pawhuska Huskies won the toss. They elected to receive. They'll be going left to right on your radio dial as Kobe Morgan tees it up for the Dewey Bulldoggers. Back deep to receive will be Brian Jeffers and Matthew Taft. And now I'm proud to turn the play-by-play over to the voice of Dewey Bulldogger football and the runner-up to Stephen Colbert as a replacement for David Letterman, my friend Adam Hooper.
And I don't know my top 10 yet.
And they even blew fireworks off for you when I introduced you. Did you notice the timing on that, my friend?
The timing.
I paid a lot of money for that.
The timing, my friend, was perfect. Well, here is Kobe Morgan. We'll kick things off. Of course, this field is an east-west field.
And speaking of perfect, we have a perfect night for football, Adam.
Here's the kick, and it's bouncing around. It's picked up at the 15. Runs to the left, to the 20, to the 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, pushed out of bounds at the 42-yard line. That was a wonderful return there for the Huskies.
You know, Brian Jeffers kind of looked like he didn't have anywhere to go, and he got a couple of blocks on the far sideline away from us. He took it all the way down the sideline, and Kobe Morgan shoved him out of bounds to save a touchdown early on. So first and 10 is how the Pawhuska Huskies will start off at the Dewey 40-yard line.
Under center as their quarterback, it is
Colton Hindman, I believe.
Colton Hindman under center. Hindman now pitches off to the tailback. That is Warren Graves, and Graves is knocked down at the 42-yard line. Good job there by the Doggers defense. Looked like Kobe Morgan there on the stop.
And a flag early on the play, and we've got holding.
It'll be holding against Pawhuska.
And I think Coach Henley's wanting to take the yardage and give him second and 20 because it happened right about. It happened 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So this will amount to a 13-yard penalty.
As we mentioned, that long kickoff return was by Brian Jeffers for the Huskies, and they're going to mark that ball all the way to the 46-yard line in Pawhuska territory.
Give them about a second and 23, it looks like.
Actually, it'll be first and 20.
First down.
First and 20. Under center is Hyman, a long setback. Hyman now going back to pass, throws to his left, and the pass is incomplete. Kobe Morgan there on the coverage. The intended receiver was Caleb Bruce, a 5'8", 165-pound junior, and will be second down and 20.
Running a sideline route over to the far sideline. How about that coverage by Kobe Morgan? Rode his back as a figure of speech, but he's right on top of him, and as the pass came down, able to tip it away with the left hand for an incompletion. Second.
Graves now in the lone set back. Under center is Hyman, a receiver on the right side. Handoff is to Graves, spins around, and may have gained a yard to the 48-yard line. And Jacob Shambles was the first one to get him, along with Brandon Phelps. So now you're looking at third down and 23.
Phelps did a nice job from his inside linebacker spot that time, Adam. He had the tackle coming through to the second level to try to spring Graves, and he checked the tackle and was able to help make the stop for a short gain.
Hyman under center gets the snap off. Hyman goes screen pass left side. Boom, down he goes at the 42-yard line. And guess who? It's Drake Scholl this time on the tackle. And that's going to be a loss of about 3 yards. So make it fourth down and 26. And Pawhuska will be forced to punt the ball away.
That was Caleb Steeler on the reception. He got a rude welcome to Dewey, Oklahoma, as he was planted firmly into the ground on the tackle.
Hunter Brewer back to receive for the punt there. It's a high kick, and Brewer's going to step away from that. Gets maybe a Pawhuska bounce to the 24-yard line. So that is where the Dewey Bulldoggers will start, first and 10 from their own 24-yard line. Underway, no score between the Huskies and the Doggers.
Adam, I think the first thing we came away from with that first defensive stand is the Doggers are going to look like they're able to get good pressure on quarterback Hindman of the Huskies.
Blake Timmons, the starting quarterback, now under center. It has a shotgun formation, three wide receivers, two on the right. Handed off to Hunter Brewer, goes to the middle to the 25, and he stopped immediately at the 27-yard line, met up by a whole slew of Pawhuska players. The first to get him was Caleb Bruce.
Nice spot. They give Hunter 4 yards on his first carry of the night. That's a good way to start out.
Second down and six from the 28-yard line. Screen pass caught by Jonathan Blackman. Dives at the 35-yard line and should have enough for a Dogger first down.
And, you know, we were talking to his father off the air before the game. I said, you know, your son needs to touch the ball a few more times. He said, I agree. And the first time he hauls it in for a 7-yard gain and a Dewey Bulldogger first down.
The first and 10 now from the 35-yard line. Play action. And they hand it off to Hunter Brewer, this time on a delayed handoff. And Brewer may have gained 2 yards to the 37-yard line. And Dewey likes to go very quickly on a second and 8 now from the 37-yard line. Actually, it'll be at the 38. So a 3-yard gain makes it second and 7. Shotgun formation for Timmons. Brewer in motion. Hand off to Brandon Phelps, and Phelps is going to lose some yardage. He went back to the 25, then went back to the 26-yard line.
He's going to lose a couple on that. It's going to bring up third and long. The interior looks like Caleb Steeler for the Huskies broke that play up early.
Loss of 1, 3rd and 8 from the 36-yard line. And going to be a quarterback keeper this time. And Blake Timmons runs to the right to the 40, crosses the 43-yard line. That won't be enough for the first down. You're looking at 4th and 3 on the play.
Yeah, he rolled out on a kind of a bootleg to the right, and he thought he maybe had a little more area than he did. But they're going to go for it here on 4th and about 3, and looky there.
And look at that. You got an offsides against Pawhuska, and that will give the Doggers a first down.
And how many times did we see Dewey do that to Nowata last week? About 7, I think it was. First down for the Dewey Bulldogs. That's their second here early in the game.
They'll put the ball inside the 48-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Doggers from their own 48. Three wide receivers all to the left side. Timmons goes back to pass, throws. Pass caught by Jonathan Blackman at midfield at the 50-yard line. He's met up by a slew of players, including... Well, we don't have some of these players on the roster here.
Right. That was something Dewey did very effectively last week in the Nowata game as they got the little short passing game going.
Second and 8 from the 50. Quarterback keeper. This time Timmons will fire a screen pass, and it's caught, but was stepped out of bounds. Yeah. They're going to say, no, he did step out of bounds before it was caught. The intended receiver was Kobe Morgan, and now you're looking at 3rd and 8.
And I think you're going to say that Kobe stepped out and came back in and caught the pass. We may see a 5-yard penalty and a loss of downhill here. I think he was actually out of bounds when he caught the pass. They're going to talk about it here for a minute when the linesman has his cap off.
And when we got the roster for Pawhuska, some of these players that are playing right now, we do not have names for them, so we apologize for that. We'll try to get them here shortly. And now the official is talking with Coach Henley and giving him the explanation. And I think you're right. I think Morgan went out of bounds and came back in bounds, and that's automatically an incomplete pass.
Well, I think he came in, but I think when he actually caught the pass, I think he had stepped back out of bounds with his right foot. I really don't think there's a penalty there because he was off the field to play with his right foot. So.
No. Well, there's no flag down.
They've talked about it. They're going to give the explanation now to Pawhuska, and it's going to be, well, he's got a flag in his hand. I see him holding it now. He never threw it on the ground.
Well, in either case, it is 3rd and 8 for Dewey from their own 50-yard line. Again, 8:22 to go in the first quarter. No score between Pahuska and Dewey.
Winds up an incomplete pass.
Yeah, that's all it is. Dewey will set up three wide receivers to the right, one on the left. And now the play is not set just yet, but that's what Dewey is holding right now. Of course,
I think the officials are trying to make sure they've got the down and distance right here.
Yeah. Pahuska plays a 4-3 defense. Yeah, it's an incomplete pass, so that's loss of down, decline. Now they're saying fourth down.
Oh, my stars.
Huh. Well, how could that be?
Yeah, that didn't make a whole lot of sense at all. Yeah, now I think the Dewey coach is saying, what?
No,
that's not what you told me.
It's not fourth down. It's third down. And Ashley Hindley is furious right now. I don't blame him. I mean,
yeah, he caught the ball out of bounds. There's no penalty because he didn't come back in and catch it. He was actually out of bounds when he caught the ball. Yeah, they're calling it both ways on one play, and you can't have that.
Now they're going to say fourth and eight. Well, I don't know about that. That'd be a question I'd have to ask somebody. Timmons fires a pass. It's caught by Morgan to the 40, breaks one tackle to the 30, 25, and tripped up at the 21-yard line. Enough for a Dewey Doggers first down. Looks like Nathan Richardson there to make the stop.
Kobe got open just over the middle and took the ball 28 yards. Third first down, second by the pass. And I tell you what, Dewey's got something cooking early on, Adam.
First and 10 from Pahuska's 20-yard line, a drive that started back from the 24-yard line. Timmons in a shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the right. Handoff to Hunter Brewer. Sweeps to the left to the 15 and knocked out of bounds at the 14-yard line. And again, a mystery player we do not have on the roster. I don't know. You might want to check your roster. We got a different one before we had that.
What number did you see on that play?
It was number 8.
Yeah, I don't have him either.
Okay, we'll have to check on that. Second and 5 from the 15. Hand off this time to Hunter Brewer. Runs to the right, to the 10. Breaks a tackle to the 5. And he's in the end zone. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Hunter Brewer on a 20-yard sweep to the right side. And for Hunter Brewer, that's his second rushing touchdown of the season. And Dewey draws blood first.
They got a nice block on the outside there by Caston Fry that got him into the end zone.
It looks like that they're going to go for an extra point here as Kobe Morgan set to attempt the extra point. What a drive for Dewey as they started from their own 24-yard line and went 76 yards. Here's a snap, the hold, the kick on its way. It's high, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 7:38 to go in the opening quarter. Your score, Dewey 7 and Pahuska nothing. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football on KRIG and KPGM. Well, that took 11 plays, 76-yard drive on a Hunter Brewer 20-yard rushing touchdown. A point after good, 7-0 favor of the Doggers. Nice opening drive, as we mentioned, by Dewey. Not a bad crowd here tonight in Dewey, Oklahoma. Temperatures mid-70s, a kickoff, not a cloud in the sky. After last night, it's a lot better tonight. Feels like Friday night football weather.
You bet. A little warm last night for my taste.
Morgan, the kickoff from his own 40-yard line. And here is the kick. Line drive kick. And it's caught by Jeffers at the 15. Breaks one tackle to the 20, to the 25. That's all he'll get. His opening kickoff return was at least 40 yards, and this time it only gets maybe 12.
Much better coverage by the Dogger kickoff team that time.
So now you got first and 10. They'll spot the ball at the 26-yard line with 7:32 to go in the opening quarter. And again, Dewey on top of Pahuska, 7-0. Colton Hyman under center now. And the lone setback is Warren Graves. Play action. throw is caught. Incomplete. The intended receiver was Brian Jeffers for Pawhuska. It'll make it second and 10.
And I don't know, Hindman had him open. He just kind of short-armed it out there and left it a little wide. Coverage was pretty good, and they had time to throw for once.
Second down and 10 for Pawhuska's 26-yard line. And they're going to go a sweep this time to the left side. It won't go anywhere. May have lost some yardage. And a couple of Dogger players to make the stop. It looks like the stop was by Gage Corner.
Yeah, they faked that little jet sweep and then just tucked it into Graves right up the middle. He had nowhere to go. So it brings up third and 12 for the Pawhuska offense, who have been a little inept up to this point.
Third and 12, as we mentioned, from the 24-yard line. Two wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Hyman going back to pass, boom, from behind, and the ball is loose, and look, and ball is still loose, and Dewey gets the recovery. Colton Hyman was blindsided from behind. I forgot who made the hit there, but a nice fumble recovery and stands right there for the Doggers, and it'll be a turnover there for the Huskies.
Yeah, I couldn't see who that was either, Adam. He came off the blind side. Hindman never had a chance to see him, and as he went down, coughed up the football, and the Doggers alertly were on top of it. We've got first and goal just inside the 8-yard line.
First and goal from the 8-yard line, as Tim mentioned. Timmons fires a pass in the middle, and it goes through the hands of Kobe Morgan, incomplete, second and 10. Perfect, our opening drive kick, first score kick brought to you by American Heritage Bank. Stop in and see them on Monday morning at Simply Better Banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Second and 7 from the 7-yard line. Tibbins hands it off to Hunter Brewer to the 5, dives in the end zone. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Hunter Brewer on a 8-yard touchdown run, his second touchdown run of the night, and Dewey increases their lead.
And back-to-back touchdown runs there. Last time he touched the ball on the last drive, and the first time he gets to touch it on this drive, pay dirt for the Doggers. They look good.
They do. They look a lot better than they did a week ago at Nowata. Kobe Morgan will attempt the extra point. Here's a snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and it is good. It went through the uprights. Timeout on the field, 6:37 to go in the first quarter. It is Dewey 14 and Pawhuska nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout, and you're listening to High School Football on KRIG and KPGM. Take long for Dewey to score. It only took 8 seconds. No, two plays, 8 yards on a Hunter Brewer, 8-yard touchdown run. Go ahead.
You said something about starting out much better than last week. At one point in the ball game, it was 8-6 Ironman, and Dewey was down in Ironman territory. It looked like they were going to go ahead for the go-ahead score when Ethan Foster took that ball back 70 yards on a pick, and the entire tide. That was the first turnover, and it just turned after that.
Here's Morgan's kick. Jeffers has it to the 15. Runs to the right to the 20 and breaks one tackle and can't get away from another. So he's stuck right at the 21-yard line. And again, Pawhuska will have the ball for the third time in this quarter.
Did it look like he attempted maybe to turn around for a half second there to hand the ball to the other?
It looked pretty close right there.
That was, I think they had a drawn return, and he tried to do something and thought better of it, just held on to the ball and got what he could get.
Here's Colton Hyman under center again. Four wide receivers for Pawhuska, two on each side. Hyman hands it off, looks like to Warren Graves, and Graves dances to the 23-yard line. Met it by a whole slew of Dogger players, including Dylan Cobb. Looked like not Dylan Cobb, it was Jacob Shambles.
You've already called his name a couple of times tonight.
Second and 8 now from the 24-yard line. Clock running, 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. 14-0 Dewey. Looked like Dewey jumped offside, but here's Hyman, throws the ball, and it's incomplete. Boy, I'll tell you what, he was being pressured.
Yeah,
it looked like by...
Drake Scholl came on that corner blitz at him.
And looked like Drake Scholl, yeah, really almost got blind. He almost blindsided Hyman there. But he got rid of it in time, so now it's going to be 3rd and 8 from the 24-yard line.
Referee had a discussion with Mr. Scholl on his way back to the...
Legal use of hands against Dewey. It's a 5-yarder, an automatic first down.
Okay.
Actually, a pass interference.
Oh, my. Okay. That is the first down for the Huskies. Comes by way of a pass interference, as you so eloquently put that. And I guess that was a 15-yarder, wasn't it,
yeah.
Adam?
So they'll spot that at the 39. First and 10 now, a man in motion for Pahuska. Hands it off. Boom! Down he goes. Actually spins a tackle. And he took a licking there at the 39-yard line. Brandon Phelps smashed Warren Graves.
And I don't know how he managed to get up to the 40-yard line and get even a yard out of that. He was hammered.
Holy cow. We've seen some hitting going on here tonight.
The Dogger defense really looks like they came to play ball early on tonight.
Second and 9 from the 40-yard line. Now a pitch to Jeffers, sweeps to the left. Jeffers, and we got flags all over the place. He was drug out of the bounds at the 40, but we'll check about the flag first. Actually, there's 2 flags on the play.
Yeah, one about the, he picked his up, put about the 38-yard line, another one at the 40. Now they're going to get them together, it looks like.
Chop block against Pahuska. That's a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, I think he had one player engaged as another man rolled into his legs, and you just can't do that. And they're going to march him back, it looks like.
So that's a huge penalty now for the Dogger. Actually, for Pahuska, that's going to bring second down and a country mile. With 5:07 to go in the opening quarter, it's been all Dewey so far, leading 14-0. They'll spot the ball now at the 28.
Excuse me, the
23-yard line.
Already the third penalty in the game for 33 yards so far for the Huskies.
Second and 26 from the 23-yard line. Hyman going back to pass, breaks one tackle, runs to the middle to the 25, down at the 26-yard line. Looks like, again, Drake Scholl there to make the stop. Actually, it is Drake Scholl
with
Drake, the stop.
Drake kind of playing that monster linebacker, fifth defensive back, hybrid, however you want to call it, depending on the defensive scheme you're familiar with. And they kind of play him all over the place on that second level. And very active tonight. Already made a big play on a blitz earlier.
Third down and 24 for the Huskies. Hyman now rolls to his right. Pass is intercepted by Dewey to the 35, to the 30, 25, down at the 18-yard line. That's Brandon Phelps who picked it off.
Yeah,
Second turnover of the day for Pahuska.
He just jumped the route there, Adam, and showed great anticipation. Obviously, he had seen that play before on film because he knew what was coming.
So the second turnover of the day for Pahuska. That will mark Pahuska at the 18-yard line. Dewey's ball, first and 10 from the 18. 2 wide receivers to the right. Hand off, Hunter Brewer, and he got hit from behind at the 15-yard line. And it looks like that was Hayden Henley.
Good call.
So it'll be second and looks like 7 from the 15. Get a shotgun formation. And a handoff is to Brandon Phelps. Runs to the left of the 15, and that's where he's marked out of bounds.
Caleb Steeler again, there to kind of run him out.
And John Bighorse there to the assist.
Yeah, last
first
year.
First time we've called John Bighorse. They moved him this year from tailback to a lineman.
And I think the first year we saw him, started out kind of as a H-back or a tight end.
So now 3rd and 7 from the 15-yard line. in a shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Timmons throws to his right. And a pass over the head of Brandon Phelps.
You got a flag down here, maybe, Adam.
A flag on the play. See about this flag. I didn't see the flag. It looks like they're saying it may be against Pawhuska.
And it may be a secret.
I don't even see a flag down there.
Well, I thought I saw one down here by the sideline, and he ran over and spoke to... I'm not real confident that this crew they're not communicating with you and I very well at all, are they?
No, they're not. They're not. Well, it was an incomplete pass. It should be fourth down.
Illegal.
Maybe there was no penalty. Maybe you
he went illegal procedure and pointed towards Dewey and then said decline. So
all right, fourth and 15. Fourth and seven from the 15. Dewey will go for it. Pawhuska looked like they jumped a little bit.
Yeah, they had
play clock down to 15 seconds.
Showed blitz, and Blake looked back towards his quarterback or his coach on the sideline. That may be changing the play for Dewey.
Play clock down to five.
Kobe's open.
Blitz, and Timmons spins around one tackle, runs to the right, sees a block to the 15, to the 10, and an out of bounds to the 9. But now we have a flag on the play at the 20. That may come back. That may be a holding call.
No, I think it's going to be Hunter Brewer illegal block in the back.
Yeah, illegal block in the back against Hunter Brewer.
Doggone it. You can kind of see that coming. He didn't get around in front of his shoulder pads and dropped him. Otherwise, Timmons had sprinted to the far sideline and just made first down yardage.
Yeah, he had to get to the 9 for the first down, and see what the officials say here. And I know it's a legal block, but they're going to mark him at the 30-yard line. Illegal use of hands against Dewey, so it'll be still fourth down.
So it wound up being about a 15-yard penalty.
So fourth and forever, fourth and 21 from the 30. In a shotgun formation, Timmons looking back to pass, screen pass, caught by Brewer to the 30, runs to the left to the 25, to the 20, to the 15-yard line, and well short of the first down. But again, nice play, though, by the Doggers, even though they fall a little bit short of the first down.
And had he had one more blocker out there, Adam, he might have had enough for the first down, but as it were, he's going to be about 6 yards short.
So Pawhuska will get the ball on downs, first and 10 from the 16-yard line with 3:19 to go in the opening quarter. It's a 14-0 Doggers lead over the Huskies.
Hey, let's give kudos to the Husky defense there. They could have wilted and went home, and they put up a nice stand there, aided by some penalties.
Hyman under center, hands it off to Jeffers, and he'll sweep to the right to the 19-yard line. A nice tackle there by the Doggers. Patrick Stevenson. So it'll be second down, and we'll call it about 6.
You know, that's the longest run of the night for the Huskies right there by Jeffers.
Second down and 6 from the 20. And off again, Jeffers. Boom! Down he goes at the 15-yard line, and he says hello to Jacob Shambles.
That man's getting his name said a lot on air tonight, and rightfully so. He was almost there to take the handoff.
That's a loss of about 3. It'll make it 3rd and 9 from the 17-yard line. I'll tell you what, Dewey's doing some hitting here tonight. I didn't say hitting, I said hitting. Hyman and a shotgun formation for Pawhuska. Hyman now rolls to his right, throws, and has a man open, caught at the 30-yard line. And the reception was made by Caleb Bruce. That's enough for a Dogger first down, and he took a licking there by Drake Scholl.
Yeah, that was that play, when it developed, didn't look that great, but it turned out
13-yard
results.
Gain.
Yeah, good results. And a first down, second first down of the half. Back in business, a new set of chains here at their own 30-yard line.
Hyman now under center on a first and 10. Handoff is the tailback, and he'll run out of bounds. That time was Matthew Taft on the ball carrier, and he was pushed out of bounds by Brandon Timmons.
You know, I think I know when you're a quarterback and you come up to the line of scrimmage and you've got a play called and you've got more people on that side of the ball than you can block, you need to do something else. That play is not going to go for much more than that because he's had too many red shirts and not enough white shirts to block him.
Under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Now Hyman throws to his left, has a man open, caught at the 40. Breaks one tackle to the 45, and he's tackled at the 47-yard line. And Brandon Phelps with the tackle, and the reception there was made by Brian Jeffers.
Nice little 16-yard gain, and Hyman now kind of has his passing game working for him and got another first down, back-to-back first downs for the Huskies. And approaching midfield with about a minute 36 and counting.
That was a 16-yard gain there for the Huskies. First and 10 from the 47-yard line, a man in motion. Play action, and it's going to be a pitch to Taft, and Taft is tripped up out of bounds at the 50-yard line. Jonathan Blackman there on the stop.
That was just the old-school option to the right without a lead blocker, and I tell you what, Hyman kept it till absolutely the last moment and was able to pitch it to Taft for a nice little 4 yard gain.
Now, second and 7 now from midfield at the 50 yard line. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. 14-0 Doggers. Hyman now, he'll roll to his left, throws and pass incomplete, and went behind Brian Jeffers, who really wasn't expecting that pass.
Yeah, he didn't look like that's what he thought was called in the huddle, did it?
No.
A little surprise. Pass there.
So it'll be 3rd and 7 at midfield again from the 50-yard line. Dewey on top, 14-0. Clock stops with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter.
First time, I believe, second time Huskies have been in Dewey territory as they took the opening kickoff across the 50.
Hyman under center again. Now he'll go back to pass, throws to his left, and the pass is caught.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what a catch. Now, that pass could have been broken up, but a wonderful reception there by Nathan Richardson at the 29-yard line. And I'll tell you what, the defender for the Doggers took a gamble. That pass was way underthrown, and somehow
He got a hand on it. But it just kind of tipped it back up. And give him kudos to Richardson. He stayed with that rascal and brought it, hauled it in.
The 29-yard line of Dewey. Now first and 10, a pitch to Taft left side, and he'll be tripped up at the 27-yard line. Kobe Morgan there on the stop, and the clock will run with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter as Hunter Brewer now checks in for defensive purposes. Also, looks like checking in is Matthew Taft for the Huskies.
Still impressed with Richardson's concentration on that reception earlier.
5 seconds to go in the period. Hyman gets the ball off. Now he'll throw to the right side, incomplete.
Yeah.
And now we're going to have a pass interference called against the Doggers. Looks like that pass interference called who got the possession there was Braden Mackey.
Yeah, Mackey got to him a little early and made contact with him while the ball was still in the air. Tried to come through him instead of around him to slap that ball away.
Well, against the Huskies, a first down anyway. Now, the question is, they've got no time on the clock. Will they play one more play or wait till they'll start another quarter?
Defensive penalty cannot end a quarter, so we'll have one untimed play.
Okay.
Unless we have another defensive penalty, I guess.
Well, Coach Henley's bringing up his entire field. Well, actually, that will be the final play. So that is the end of the first quarter in your score. It's Dewey 14 and Pawhuska nothing. Back after the 60-second break, you're listening to high school football on KRIG and KPGM. Welcome back here here to Bulldogger Stadium, along with Dave Waddell back in studios. Tim Howe, I'm Adam Hooper, and right now Pawhuska is knocking on the door to get their first points of the night, but right now it's Dewey trailing Pawhuska 14-0.
You know, it kept going through my mind when we came up here and started setting up, is say it's good to be back home again. The friendly confines of Dogger Stadium, all the amenities of home. Only thing I'm missing is a remote control in my comfortable seat.
We'll try to get one here somehow.
First and 10 at the just inside the 13-yard line of the Doggers to start the second quarter here.
Hyman under center again. Handoff is their tailback. Brian Jeffers sweeps to the left side, to the 10, to the 5. Breaks one tackle, and he gets smashed at the 2-yard line. Hunter Brewer is the one that knocked him out of bounds.
And he's going to be out of bounds just right at the 3 where the stick is, Adam. We're going to see what he calls here. And second down, so a gain of just about a half a yard. Well,
I think they're going to measure
this. I think you're right now. They decided it's too close to call.
They had to get to the 2 for the first down.
Well, they're going to.
They're going to measure. Actually, they're going to say a little short. Now they're going to say first and goal.
Good grief.
First and goal from the 2-yard line. They're going to hand it off to Taft, and Taft is smashed at the 2-yard line. Actually, Brian Jeffers, my apology. And they're on the tackle for Dewey, Gage Carter.
We had a timeout, it looks like. Timeout Dewey.
Timeout Pawhuska.
You're right.
With 11:01 to go to halftime. And your score, it is Dewey 14 and Pawhuska nothing. Hey, big thanks to our sponsors here tonight. We got a bunch of them. Also for Dewey and Pawhuska, Arvest Bank, Hughes Lumber Company, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Ramona Flowers and Dewey, Tri-County Technology Center, Fast Lane Stores, Waters Heating and Air Conditioning, Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck, and Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville. Tonight's game also brought to you by Burbank Materials, Green Country Dental Arts of Pawhuska, McCartney's Johnson Funeral Home, and by Housing Authority of Osage County. Big thanks to those fine folks, both in Dewey and Pawhuska, for sponsoring tonight's game.
I'd just like to say a word about Dorsey, or better known as Sonny McCartney, a longtime funeral director and funeral home owner there in the Pawhuska community. Well thought of, and for many years the county registrar for death certificates in Osage County, and he was always fun to visit with, and I'm sure, as we will miss him professionally in the funeral industry, I think Pawhuska lost a great civil servant. Fine man.
All right, after the timeout by Pawhuska, they will have the ball, second and goal from the 3-yard line. Taft, the lone setback, but then it's Jeffers, and the pass intercepted!
Oh,
and we got
my.
A flag on the play. The ball was intercepted by Colby Williams, but we'll check about the flag first. And we got a player down, it looks like.
I think you meant to say Kobe Morgan, and he got, it looked like he got face masked pretty good by the intended receiver. Maybe had his head spun around like the Exorcist.
No, actually, the ball was taken away by Kobe Williams,
Kobe
number 11.
I'm sorry, I thought it was 23. I don't know what I'm watching then.
I think you're watching The Little Rascals or something like that.
Well, hey, Alfalfa, we've got a touchback. We've got an interception, a touchback. And I tell you what, we've already seen more discussions out here. I'm not impressed with the crew this far. I realize they want to get things right, but.
Well, if it's against Pawhuska, Dewey will have the ball back regardless of the turnover.
Right.
But did the flag
happen before the interception?
Happened before the turnover or after?
Well, I don't think they know. I just be real honest with you. I think that's probably what the discussion is all about. Here we go. We have a consensus. Point over here, point over there.
And they're talking to Joe Sindelar and making sure. And now one of the officials is going to talk with Ashley Hindley. Face mask, first face against Pawhuska. It'll be Dewey's ball.
What was the big discussion about? If it's a face mask, take it out on the 20 and mark off 15 yards and go from there. He was in the end zone.
Well,
now how in the cat hair can you have a 17-yard penalty? I don't know about this bunch.
Well, they're going to keep the ball for Pawhuska. What? Now you're looking at second and goal from the 18-yard line. Al Jeffers, actually Hyman, rolls to his left, breaks one tackle to the 15, down the 14-yard line. And a quarterback keeper there, Jacob Stevenson, on the stop. And why did Dewey not get the ball back?
I have no clue.
That's an interception, and Dewey should get the ball back.
This is just about the most inept bunch of people wearing stripes I've seen in a long time.
This is pathetic.
It is.
It's a joke. Third and goal now from the 14-yard line of Pawhuska.
We saw a decline penalty lead to a loss of down. We've seen an interception taken away.
Hyman under center on third down and goal from the 14. Rolls to his right, and the pass overthrew everybody.
Yeah, he's trying to set up the center screen there, and he mistook one of his linemen for his back, and incomplete.
I'm still hot about that ghost interception that Dewey had, and the official says it was a ghost. And it wasn't Casper the friendly ghost.
The face mask was on the defender who intercepted the ball. I mean, they face masked him to drag him to the ground.
Yes, and the interception should have counted.
I don't get it either, Adam.
Fourth and 14.
Well, we've got third on the ball marker, though.
That should be fourth down. And Jeffers throws the pass in the end zone, and it is intercept. No, it's
touchdown.
A touchdown for Pawhuska. It's going to be Brian Jeffers on a 14-yard touchdown pass from Colton Hyman, and Pawhuska finally on the scoreboard with 10:01 to go to halftime. And our first score sponsor is American Heritage Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. And to extra point time is, I don't know who's on this roster, the guy name on the roster, but he goes through the uprights and it's good.
He's the third baseman for Abbott and Costello. I don't know.
So timeout on the field with 10:01 to go to halftime, and your score, Dewey 14 and Pawhuska 7. We will take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school football on KRIG and KPGM. Get their opening touchdown. And Pawhuska will kick things off from their own 40. And now whistles are blown. A flag on the play. Look like maybe offsides against Pawhuska. Offsides against Pawhuska. Did I say that Brian Jeffers caught that 14-yard pass?
Yes, sir. I actually had 12. From the 12, I don't know at this point.
Well, I think it's 14-yard pass.
Well, I'll take your word for it.
From Colton Hyman.
I was slipped next door to watch the replay of the interception. Interception, actually, he wasn't in the end zone. It was from the 2. They marked the penalty off from the point of the interception and gave the ball back to the Huskies.
Okay. And there's an onside kick. Ball is loose, and Well, it's hard to see who got the ball there, and it looks like they're saying Pawhuska.
The Pawhuska players are excited like they have it.
Actually, Dewey will keep possession. Boy, that was close.
Yeah,
there were a lot of white jerseys on the field.
I think your man Jacob Shambles came up with that fumble or kickoff there, Adam.
So first and 10, they'll be on Pawhuska's 46-yard line. With 9:58 to go to halftime. Tibbins now in the shotgun formation. Three wide receivers to the right. Hand off 100 Brewer. Runs to the middle to the 41, to the 40-yard line. And Warren Graves there to make the stop. And no hurry. And Dewey's going to that no-hurry offense that's been kind of successful so far. It'll be second down and 4 from the 44-yard line. Play action, Timmons runs to the past the middle, incomplete. And Kobe Morgan, the intended receiver, and it'll be third and four from the 40.
Just put a little too much mustard on the pass because he had Timmons open over the middle, and there was nobody between Timmons and the goal line if he catches it.
So third down and four from Pawhuska's 40. Dewey will have four wide receivers, two on each side. Shotgun formation for Timmons. The snap, hands it off to Brewer, sweep to the right to the 40, and tripped up at the 38-yard line. And the person that tripped Brewer up was Caleb Bruce. And now you're looking at about fourth down and three. That was a gain of one. Actually, a gain of two, as a matter of fact. So we'll get fourth and two. And Dewey will go for it on a shotgun formation. Now we got a flag on the field, and I think they're going to say false start against Dewey. Yeah, one of the offensive linemen moved, and I think the person that was at fault was Jacob Stevenson, who jumped a little bit early. Now you're looking at fourth and seven.
That doesn't help anything.
From the 42-yard line, there's a snap, and he's going to punt this one, and there's nobody back there to return. The ball is going to die at the 2-yard line. So it looked like that ball was going to head to the end zone, but there to make sure that ball didn't go in the end zone was Phelan Kite.
We called his name quite a bit last week, returning kickoffs in the Know What a Dewey game, and up until this point had not said anything about Mr. Kite. Just in between the two and the three, isn't it?
Yeah, about the 3-yard line. So first and 10 from Pawhuska's 3-yard line. Let's see what Colton Hyman and the rest of the gang will do here. With 8:48 to go to halftime, 14-7 favor of Dewey. Hyman under center. Hand off to their tailback, and he gets to about the 4-yard line. Not sure who made the carry there. It's kind of hard to look into these jerseys for Pawhuska. They're wearing orange lettering with white shirts and black pants. Meanwhile, Dewey in their red shirts, white pants, and white lettering.
Well, it looks like it's Taft, maybe, so we'll give him a yard on the carry.
Second and 9 from the 4. And Taft again on the carry. Crosses the 5 to the 9-yard line. Kobe Morgan with the stop.
Pretty nice run, getting out of the shadow of his own goalpost there and giving the Huskies some breathing room. Now they're looking at third and about 3.
Third and 3 from the 10-yard line. Under 8 minutes to go to halftime. 14-7 favor of Dewey. Dewey scored all 14 of their points in the first quarter. Two wide receivers, one on each side, and it looks like Pawhuska, I think, is going to call a timeout.
You are correct. That's
timeout, Pawhuska, 7:45 to go to halftime. Dewey leads Pawhuska 14-7. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to high school football on KRIG and KPGM. Dogger Stadium. Thanks for joining us here on KRIG and KPGM and also online, BartlesvilleRadio.com. A lot of people listening online tonight. We appreciate that. And Pawhuska looking at a 3rd and 3 from their own 10-yard line. Hyman under center. Now a man in motion. And they're going to give the ball to the middle to Taft, I believe.
He's
and
be
he's
close.
About just a yard short of the first down, depending on the marker. And to get to the 13, and that's where the officials are saying that they've got the ball to 13. He's going to be about a half yard short.
Okay.
Maybe 4th and inches. So 4th and 1, I guess you got to go across the 13. For the first down, and now Joe Sindelar and the Huskies have question here. I think you have to punt this ball away because you never know.
Yeah,
what
you don't want to give it up
here.
That deep.
So that's what they're going to do. They're going to punt this ball, but Dewey has 10 men on the front. They will not block this kick. It's a high kick, goes over the head of Hunter Brewer. Boy, it's going to get a nice bounce for the Huskies. Boy, then the Huskies got off lucky there. They'll spot it at the 30-yard line, but a nice punt there by Pahuska that would give the Doggers decent field position. Oh, we're going to have a flag. Now we have a flag against Pahuska. Didn't even see. Yeah, there's a flag at the 10.
I didn't see what he signaled, though.
I didn't either.
It'll make him re-kick it.
Well, it's, I think it's a 5-yard or whatever it is. Probably false start.
Sure.
I am not impressed with this officiating crew here tonight.
Seventh penalty of the first half for the Huskies.
I don't criticize officials that often, but this is a group that has just been confusing. Now the punter is right in the end zone. There's a snap. Gets off a high kick. And they're going to get the ball away. And the ball comes loose. Brewer picks it up somehow. It touched him at the 42-yard line. He had a scramble, got the ball, and he gains maybe 7 yards to the 33-yard line. And that's where the Doggers will have it. This time, excellent field position thanks to that 5-yard penalty by Pahuska.
That kick went over his head. He turned around to watch it, and it bounced straight to him.
So they'll spot the ball at the 33-yard line, first and 10 from Pahuska's 33. A shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Brewer in motion. And they're going to give it to Kite, and Kite is spinning around at the 38-yard line. And, boy, we got a little pushing and shoving right there, and the tackle by Hayden Henley.
Yeah, they're not exchanging addresses for Christmas cards out there right now. A little chippy.
That's a loss of 5. That'll make it 2nd and 15 for Dewey. Timmons, screen pass. It's caught at the 40. Breaks one tackle to the 35. And immediately down at the 38-yard line. Failing Kite there on the reception.
I think he gets back that 6 yards that he lost on the run. That was a nice pass by Timmons. He just kind of had to lob it over a defender.
3rd and 9 now from the 32-yard line. Now, Dewey coaches want to call a timeout, and they're going to give the timeout to the Doggers. Timeout Doggers with 6:06 to go to halftime. It's Dewey 14 and Pahuska 7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school football on KRIG and KPGM. We will have it 3rd and 10 from their own 33-yard, actually from Pahuska's 33-yard line after a timeout called by the Doggers. Kite in motion. That goes to the right.
Oh, my.
Shows blitz, and he is, and it passed incomplete. But I tell you what, Blake Timmons was lucky to get that ball away as Warren Graves was just about to sack him.
Looks like he came out of a slingshot. He got by there so quick. Graves, not an exceptionally big kid. He's 6'1", 175 pounds, and he just shot through the B gap there. And 8 Timmons up. He's lucky to get rid of it and not take a loss.
This is a very small Pahuska football team. At 4th and 10, looks like Dewey will go for it. There's a snap. Timmons now throws to the right. Pass incomplete through the hands of Kobe Morgan.
Well,
and Pahuska will get the ball back.
It was barely over the head of Kite. He almost got a hand on it. And then I think that threw Kobe off a little bit and went through his hands.
So, with 6 minutes to go to halftime, Pahuska will have the ball down 14-7. It's turned out to be a pretty good little ball game between these two area teams.
It has. Well, I think 2 years ago we had, I think one team got ahead early, and it was kind of a back and forth, whoever had the ball scored, last man with the ball wins kind of game. It was lots of fun.
Now, hand off to the fullback this time, and he breaks about a few tackles and dives to about the 40-yard line. And that one was...
That's Taft. He's kind of the bigger...
No, actually, it's Matthew Taft.
He's kind of the bigger body back there of the two backs, and he did a nice job picking up 6 yards.
That's going to be 2nd down and 4 now from the 39-yard line. 5.5 to go to halftime. 14-7, Dewey. Hyman, pass is incomplete. Looks like the intended receiver was Caleb Bruce. And it's going to be now 3rd and 4 for the Huskies from their own 39-yard line. Clock stops with 5:27 to go to halftime. Coming up at halftime, we'll have our area team spotlight. Tonight we'll be spotlighting the Ooligaw Mustangs. And tonight's area team spotlight brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. Hyman now hands it off to Tapp. Breaks one tackle, sweeps to the right to the 45, and he's out of bounds at the 47-yard line. A good run there by Matthew Tapp, and that should be enough for a Huskies first down.
Yeah, he needed 6. He got 8, and the 7th first down of the first half for the Bahuska Huskies, and they've got something going again.
That was an 8-yard gain for Matthew Taft. And it'll be 1st and 10 now from Pahuska's 47-yard line. Under center again is Colton Hyman. Hyman now, he'll go to pass. Throws to the right. Has a man open. Incomplete.
You know what?
As a matter of fact, he was double-teamed. The intended receiver was Caleb Bruce.
If Hyman could put a little more air under that, Bruce got behind the defenders. But he had to come back for the ball, and it was tipped away.
So with an incomplete pass, makes it 2nd and 10 from Pahuska's 47-yard line. Again, with 5:10 to go to halftime. And Hyman under center. On a single setback, Hyman now goes back to pass. Screen pass, and a pass incomplete. Taft was the intended receiver. Jonathan Blackman there to cover.
Yeah, give a pat on the back to Jonathan there. He was going to lay the wood to him if he caught it, and he saw it was incomplete and able to pull up and not get a penalty on the play.
So, again, that incomplete pass makes it 3rd and 10 from Pahuska's 47-yard line.
You know, if you're sitting here to watch the game without sound and scoreboard, you'd think that Dewey was winning by a couple of 3 touchdowns, but it's
Hyman
close
now rolls to his right. And can't get away from one tackle, and he's sacked at the 45-yard line. Looked like the tackle was made by Jacob Shambles.
Wish you had a dollar for every time you called his name in the first half.
So that's a loss of 2, makes it 4th and 12 from the 45. So a good defensive stop there by the Doggers. There's a kick, a high kick. Brewer, and Brewer fumbled the ball, and I think Pahuska has it back. It's Matthew Taft who gets the fumble recovery. Boy, that is huge for Pahuska, but a bad break there for Dewey.
Yeah, it hit Hunter Brewer in the hands and bobbled right to the hands of Taft, and Matthew was very alertly on the ball, and they'll set up a set of downs inside Dogger territory, inside the 25 to the 21-yard line.
So Pahuska has another chance. That's the first turnover for Dewey in this first half. Colton Hyman under center, a receiver to the left side. Handoff this time is Graves, and he'll sweep to the right side to the 18-yard line. And looks like the tackle was made by Patrick Stevenson. So it'll be 2nd down and about 6. From the 17-yard line. So Pahuska, again, with a golden opportunity here. Hyman rolls to his right, now pitches to the right side of the 15, knocked out of bounds at the 12.
Nice little delay option and good pitch. Taft's close to it. He got it. 7 yards and a first down. Or, I'm sorry, Graves.
Yeah, it's Graves with the play right there. So now you're looking at 1st and 10 from the, call it inside the 10-yard line to 11, so they can get another first down here, just inside the 1. Under center now, pitch, this time to Taft, and he's not going anywhere as Hunter Brewer makes a
short tail tackle.
Yeah, that was Graves there on the play there, and that's a loss about Second and 13 now from the 13-yard line. So 3:20 to go to halftime, and it's 14-7. Dewey on top, but Pahuska again with that Dewey turnover on that bobbled punt there by Hunter Brewer gives the Huskies a new life. The pass there, it's caught, 10-5, touchdown Pahuska. That was a reception by Brian Jeffers on a 13-yard screen pass from Colton Hyman, and all of a sudden Pahuska trails by one.
And Jeffers' second touchdown reception of the evening.
The first one was 14, this time a 13-yard. Here's a snap, the hold, kick on its way, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 3:02 to go to halftime. And Pahuska has tied the game up at 14 apiece. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on KRIG and KPGM.
Whoop, there it is. I thought you knew.
Whoop, there it is. 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 Whoop, there it is.
Really on that punt, that was a four-play, 21-yard drive. Brian Jeffers, his second touchdown reception of the evening.
I don't think there's anybody that want to get his hands on the ball worse right now than Hunter Brewer and make up for that.
Here's a kick, a line drive kick. And it looks like that kite, Blackman has it at the 20. Sweeps to the right, to the 25, to the 30. Runs hard to the 35, and he dives to the 45-yard line. And he'll get the Dewey faithful up on their feet. As a nice return there by Jonathan Blackman, and the Doggers will have it in pretty good field position.
Jonathan's a pretty good athlete. I'm glad to see him getting return kicks because he can make something happen. He's got the speed and the elusiveness for it, and he sets up his team at their own 45-yard line.
And at the half at Custer Stadium, it is Martelsville leading Cashel Hall 28-0.
All right.
First and 10 for Blake Timmons on a shotgun formation. Timmons gets a snap, now throws to the left, and overthrows everybody. It's intercepted. It's intercepted there by the Huskies. And I'll make sure who got the reception. Again, it was an unknown player. We don't have number 8 on the roster.
We sure don't.
But that pass was way over the head of Jonathan Blackman.
So another turnover, back-to-back turnovers. This game's taking on a whole new complexion, Adam.
And now Pahuska has it, first and 10 from their own 25-yard line. With 2:46 to go to halftime. So it's been a tale of two quarters here. Hyman pass, screen pass caught by Graves at the 25 to the 30, 35. That's where we'll stay, at the 35-yard line. On the tackle for Dewey that time was Travis Owens.
Graves is quick, I tell you what.
I'm impressed with Warren Graves, haven't you? He's a very quick guy, 6'1", 175-pound junior.
I don't think he's that big. I mean, he looks smaller out there comparatively speaking.
Gain of 9 makes it 2nd-1 from the 34-yard line. Hyman now going back to pass, screen pass, and it's incomplete. You know, you give Hyman some time, he can throw the ball.
Yeah, he's not bad at all.
He's only a sophomore cornerback. He's 5'11", and no, actually he's a junior, 5'11", junior. Now you're looking at 3rd-1 from the 34-yard line. That line has done a pretty good job so far. Now Hyman now pitches it to Graves, sweeps to the right to the 35, 40, to the 45, spins around the 47-yard line, and Hunter Brewer there on a nice saving tackle, and he could have gone all the way if he wanted to.
They're getting better with that little option play, and that time ran it to the left, picked up their 9th first down of the first half for the Huskies.
14-yard gain.
On the march again.
With 1:57 to go to halftime, we're tied at 14. Each team actually Dewey has two timeouts. Pawhuska has one. Hyman now going back to pass, and the ball comes loose, and Hyman gets it back. But a good job there by Gage Carner, the 6 foot, 200-pound senior. He stripped the ball away, and Hyman gets the ball back. But that's a loss of nine. It'll make it second and 19.
That almost changed things for everybody. He was lucky to get back on that ball after being stripped.
Second and 19 from the 39-yard line, Pawhuska territory. And Hyman slips, and he's sacked at the 35-yard line.
Somebody came on a blitz on that left side.
And it looked like that tackle was made by Kobe Morgan. And now timeout called by Dewey. It'll be third and 18 from the 35-yard line. So we'll keep it here. Actually, it'll be third and 22. It did lose some yardage. Big thanks to our sponsors here tonight, making the broadcast possible. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck, Waters Heating and Air Conditioning, Fast Lane Stores, Tri-County Technology Center, Ramona Flowers and Dewey, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Hughes Lumber Company, Arvest Bank, and also big thanks today by Housing Authority of Osage County, McCartney's Johnson Funeral Home, Green Country Dental Arts of Pawhuska, and by Burbank Materials.
You know, if I'm the Pawhuska coach, I may try that little option play again. It's been good for 10, 12, or 13 yards. You're not probably going to get the first down. What you're going to do is either force Dewey to take their last time out. You might get enough time off the clock that you don't have to kick it. We'll see how it goes here.
All right, third and 22 from the 35-yard line. Hyman under center, man in motion. That's Taft. And there's Hyman, throws to the right, and a pass overthrown his intended receiver. Looks like the intended receiver was Caleb Bruce, and now you're looking at fourth and 22, but a good stop there by the defense of Dewey.
And throwing the ball there, you know, if you don't make the first down, it gives Dewey more time on the clock to work with before halftime.
So Pawhuska will punt it. Gets off a nice kick.
Good kick.
And the ball's going to go out of bounds, probably about the 23-yard line is where Dewey will have it.
Took another step after you said that. Oh, you got to go to the 25 now.
Okay.
He just kept walking up the line as you were talking.
No. 55.9 seconds to go to halftime. We're knotted at 14. Like I said, it's been a tale of two halves here, Tim. Dewey looked like they were running away with this, taking an early 14-0 lead, but Pawhuska has somehow, they've taken advantage of a couple of Dewey turnovers to get this game tied up.
Well, you say somehow, but I think we both know what the key word is, and it's turnovers.
Timmons on a shotgun. Gets a screen off. It's incomplete. Hunter Brewer is the intended receiver. He was trying to screen pass it to Brewer on the left side, but
you know better than that. He's got Blackman open here on the left side. Why not pitch it to him and then let Blackman pitch it to Hunter coming around on kind of the hook and lateral there.
Second and 10 from the 25-yard line. Timmons now rolls to his left. Still rolling, pass is caught at the 30 to the 35, down at the 38-yard line. That's Kobe Morgan, and he'll have a Dogger first down.
Nice rolling left and passing for a first down for the Doggers.
13-yard gain. First and 10. Under center is...
And we have a timeout.
I thought the whistles blew before the snap. That's why I hesitated there.
Actually,
they spiked the ball, so it'll be second and 10. It sounded like the whistles were blown.
Yep.
Three wide receivers to the right. Timmons rolls to his right. Pass is incomplete. Right in the hands to Kite.
A little low.
It was a little low. The pass was a little low. You're correct, my friend. And it's now third and 10 from the 38. Clock stops with 35.2 seconds to go. Coming up at halftime, we will have some first half numbers, and then we'll have our area team spotlight. And tonight, we'll be spotlighting the Ullagal Mustangs. It's brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. Timmons throws to the middle. Pass caught by Kobe Morgan to the 45. Breaks the tackle to
He's
the 40.
He's got a block.
35, 30, 25, 20. Breaks the tackle down to the 12-yard line. Kobe Morgan on a nice pass. Reception there by Blake Timmons. Now we got a flag on the play at the 40-yard line. We'll check about this flag first.
Oh.
Personal foul against Dewey at the 40. So
they'll get the reception for a first down, and they'll bring it back 15 yards from the 40. Huh.
Well, instead of being at the 12.
So it'll be a 21-yard gain, and they'll mark off the penalty.
Well, with 23.3 seconds to go, well, and now you're still looking at about third down. Yeah, it's not even a first down. It's like a gain of five. So it'll be third down and four from the 45-yard line in Dewey's territory. Timmons under center. Now throws to his left. Pass caught at the 50. It looks like that was Kobe Morgan again. That will stop the clock. That's enough for a Dogger first down. Now everybody's now getting back on the line. First and 10 now from the 49-yard line in Pawhuska's territory. Timmons now under center. Kite in motion. There's a snap. Screen pass caught by Brewer to the 45, to the 40. And screens around to the right side to the 30. To the 25, spins around to the 20, knocked out of bounds at the 18-yard line.
Wow.
That stops the clock with 2 seconds to go.
How about a 31-yard reception for Hunter Brewer? That was great.
Timeout called by Dewey. That is their final timeout with 2 seconds to go. And see what Coach Henley and the Dogger crew will do. We'll call it here. They got to throw in the end zone, really. The ball be placed at the 20-yard line.
That was just a great play. The Huskies had come on a blitz even. Perfect call for the perfect defense as they came out on a seven-man rush, and they just dumped it over the heads of the seven-man rush on a screen pass to Hunter Brewer, and he got several good blocks at about the 40-yard line of the Huskies and took it all the way down inside to the 20-yard line of Pawhuska.
What would you call here, my friend? He got thrown in the end zone.
I think you have to get it in the hands of a Kobe Morgan or a Hunter Brewer, you know, guys that can make plays for you. And those guys have the elusiveness to take it all the way.
Three wide receivers to the right, one on the left. A shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Timmons gets the snap. Timmons throws to his right, has a man in the end zone. It's caught. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Kobe Morgan on a 20-yard touchdown pass from Blake Timmons, and Dewey takes the lead with no time left here at halftime. I called it, my friend. He got it thrown in the end zone to get points, and Dewey did that.
And I said, you got to go to Morgan or Brewer, one of the playmakers, and they go to Kobe Morgan, and he hauls it in. Beautiful pass. Beautiful pass. Right over the shoulder. Nobody but Morgan could catch it.
They're going to go for two here, and it's going to be Kite going in. Did he get in? No signal yet.
Oh, they don't know.
That two-point conversion is good. That was Thalen Kite there on a running play on a two-point conversion.
They just now called. These guys don't have any clue what they're doing. They just now called the extra point good. And then he took his hands back down, looked around.
Well, hold on here. These officials, I'm sorry, have just been confusing here.
They don't know.
They said the two-point conversion was good. Now you say one of them said no.
Yeah, the referee raised his hands and then looked around, and one of the other officials said something to him, and he kind of put his hands down in a hurry. So, yeah, they're getting an armed guard, to walk off with. And I tell you what, Coach Pahuska is not happy with them at all. He's having words.
Well, keep it here to find out what this is all about here. And I tell you what, it's either Joe Sindelar or one of the coaches are just not happy at all. Now one of the referee now talking with.
Yeah, they're asking how he ran that play, and he snapped.
Well, the two-point conversion's good then. So after that little controversy, we are now at halftime, and your score, it is Dewey 22 and Pahuska 14. We'll take a two-minute break to begin our halftime activities, and you're listening to high school football on KRIG and KPGM.